Hayden Fryer Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown. And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Dayton Flyer Baseball as the Flyers open up a four-game series with the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. We're getting started way early because of the weather, impending weather that is coming in a little bit later on. Hopefully we can get the games in today, a doubleheader today and a doubleheader on Sunday. That is because there's rain all day tomorrow here in the Dayton area. So we're going to play two doubleheaders, one today, one on Sunday. We'll have all four games for you right here on the Gem City Sports Network, weather permitting, or as I like to say, Mother Nature allowing us to do so. So the on the mound for the Flyers in game one will be Chris Peguero, and he'll take on Nick McKay. And in game two, Connor Fennell for the Flyers will take on Sam Schlicht for the Jackrabbits. And, it's been a good week for the Flyers. I mean, they're on a three-game winning streak right now. They defeated High Point last Saturday and Sunday down in North Carolina, and then they also put a five spot on Toledo in the fourth inning here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, and they did that on Wednesday as the Flyers defeated the Toledo Rockets 6-2, and Ryan Steinauer pitched a phenomenal game. So hopefully today the Flyers can continue their hitting as the Flyers take on the Jackrabbits. Well, we talked to the head coach the other day via the phone, and we'll have his interview right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lilly's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lilly's New Creation. Joining us now here on the pregame show is Jason King. And, Coach, great ball game the other day against Toledo. Talk about that. And Steinauer.
Yeah, I think it all started with him. And, he set the tone early with how he was attacking hitters and kind of stayed in there for a long time and, got some timely hits and played good defense. So it was a recipe for a good day.
Yeah, went 6 2/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, and they were earned. He struck out 6, too. 91 pitches. Is that kind of like his the distance he can go is just 91 or 100 pitches? Is that what you're
saying? I think now we're getting to the stage of the season where we want our pitchers to be able to go somewhere around 100 pitches if they can and if they're throwing effectively. It's just he's one of the first ones that kind of get that far, but it was good to see from him.
You guys have a knack for scoring a lot of runs in an inning. You got 5 runs the other day in the 4th inning. So, did that make you feel comfortable?
Well, I think it was a good inning. We did a lot of good things during that inning. I think we were always looking to score more, to be honest. But obviously, to have a big inning like that kind of give us a little cushion and then just have to pitch well and play good defense for the rest of the game.
Well, it's an early start today. You got South Dakota State coming in. First of all, the 9 o'clock start. I don't think we've ever had a 9 o'clock start, have we?
Yeah, the weather is supposed to be decent in the morning. And, you know, when you have someone traveling in as far as they are, you want to make sure you get all the games in. And, the other obstacle we have tomorrow is the men's home basketball game. So that's why we were playing at 12 o'clock in the first place. But with the weather, I think it was the safest thing for us to move up and try to get as many innings as we can. And get going right there at 9 o'clock.
Well, talk about South Dakota State. What do you know about them? Because this is the first time these programs have played each other.
Yeah, just from watching them on video, they look like they have good solid pitching and they have a good lineup. So I think it'll be a good test for us this weekend.
So who do you got going today for the Flyers?
Today will be Chris Baggiero and Connor Fennell.
Okay, Connor's making his first start?
Second.
Second, okay. Talk about these pitchers and what the fans can expect out of Chris Baggiero.
Baggiero's, he's upper 80s, low 90s fastball with movement. He's got a very good slider and a cutter. He's got a good changeup. So he's real competitive in the zone with all those pitches. And then Fennell's an ultra-competitive guy, works fast. He's got a fastball that's hard to handle, and then can mix in a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. So those guys have some different offerings that they can throw up there to guys. But I really like the competitiveness in both of those guys.
Okay, great. So we got South Dakota State, and we'll be back with player profile right after this. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Gems.
Someone traveling in as far as they are.
Player profile right after this. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org. or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And back here at AES Ohio Stadium in Warner Field, we are getting set for game action as the Flyers and the Jackrabbits will do battle here early morning game. But because of the rain, there is rain out there, so it is heading this way. We had a chance to talk to, we like to do these things called player profiles, if you're listening to us for the first time. And a couple of weeks ago when we played Lindenwood, we had a chance to sit down and talk to Eddie Yaman. And here's his player profile right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Today's player profile is being brought to you by Lily's new creation out of Springfield. Joining us today is Eddie Yaman IV. And Eddie, changed his number from 33 to 3. What's that all about? We were talking about it. Go ahead and say
it. Yeah, I'm one of three boys. I believe in God. It's Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Three. Three's always kind of like had a place in my life. Every time something good happens, I somehow always see the number three. It's just a lucky number of mine. So when I saw it was available, had to jump right on it and take it.
And you hit third yesterday.
I did.
You hit third on Friday.
Yep.
And you went 0-3 on Friday.
I was 0-3 on Friday, yeah.
But you hit a ball pretty good. That looked like it was going out.
Yeah, I hit a couple balls pretty hard. It's just the game, though. Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. You know,
well, you still got a long season ahead.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of baseball left, and we're one at bat at a time.
Okay, you got a day like today. It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Might not even reach 40.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like for you out there?
I'm happy to play baseball today. That's all it is. I mean, it doesn't really matter the weather. If you wake up and you have an opportunity to play baseball, I don't really care how cold or warm it is. It stinks sometimes, you know, pregame, you're warming up, it's cold outside, but once your body gets moving, you're here,
yeah.
All your friends. I mean, you work so hard in the off season. We practice in weather like this all the time. It's like, it's no big deal. Now we get to play somebody else, and the juices are flowing. You don't feel the weather. It's
oh, okay. Okay, we're going to do some... Yeah, we did this last year,
mm-hmm.
And so I got totally different questions.
Okay.
Got some are from last year yet, but okay, what is your major and how's that going?
I'm a finance major. It's going really good. I'm in my first major class this year, my finance class. Really enjoying it. I have a really good teacher for that class. She's great. She's totally okay with me missing some of the classes because I have that class Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11, so I had to miss the other day. But she holds homework review sessions on Thursday nights for us to come to, and she keeps it right on top of it. But everything else in the business department here at the University of Dayton has been great. All the professors are great.
You can't go You can't go video or virtual?
No, not for that class. I have some classes that are online, but they don't have, like, virtual meetings. They're just online-based classes, and we get the content. We have to do the work.
Okay. How old were you when you first started playing baseball?
I was 2.5. I was almost 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you swinging the way you were now?
Not quite. I was always pretty big, though, but I was goofy for a while. I was big and goofy, and then finally kind of grew into my body about, like, this year. It was, like, about the first time I started to balance out.
You look at Mike Schmidt, who played third base for the Phils.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Dayton. He went. He wasn't anything here.
Yeah.
But he gets to Ohio U, starts sprouting up, and they get Phillies drafted, and look where he's at.
Yeah, he's great now.
Yeah, so... Do you have any hobbies outside of baseball?
I do. I love hunting. I love fishing. I'm an outdoorsy guy. I'm a team barber. Cut everyone's hair here, so that's cool.
I'll be fine.
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Now, you're from West Sand Lake, New York.
Correct.
Do you have a lot of fishing and hunting areas up there?
Yeah, so my backyard, I hunt in my backyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We have a lot of property behind my backyard, and one of my dad's good friends just happened to own the 100-acre field behind my house when we moved in there when I was about 12, and he was like, teach your kids how to hunt, get them dirt bikes, have fun. So that's kind of when the outdoorsy stage started. But I grew up in the city of Troy, New York, so
okay.
I didn't always hunt and fish until I was about that age, and then my dad kind of got me into it.
How big of a town is West Sand Lake?
Not very big. It's not a very big town at all.
Okay.
I mean... Like acreage wise, it's pretty big. Like the radius of the town is big, but there's not a lot of people there.
Okay, if you had a chance to talk to a recruit, what is one thing you would tell them about Dayton?
I tell them all the time. Every time I see them here, tell them it's just such a welcoming place. I love it here. When I came as a recruit, all the guys kind of just welcomed me in. They made me feel like I was already a part of the team, and that's kind of why it was a no-brainer for me. This place is incredible. I mean, the weather sometimes, it stinks. But other than that, I tell people all the time, the people, the professors, like the baseball program, everything about this place is great.
Do you tell them about the city and the history?
I don't really know too much about that, to be
Just
honest with you.
Just go over to Carillon Park, you'll find out.
All right. Yeah, I don't know too much about that.
Carillon Park is basically everything about Dayton.
Okay.
And they even have the you've heard that the Howell Field was the first place that they had an NFL football game. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a movie out called Triangle Park.
Okay.
Go see it. The first football game at the first NFL game, and it was played here in Dayton at Triangle Park.
Oh,
it was played over a baseball field, too.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Howell Field is very historic. It was I say it every once in a while. You can ask Nick Wisman this, but Pete Rose played his last amateur game on that field.
That's incredible. I didn't know any of that.
The next day, he was in Elmira, New York.
Huh. I know where that is. That's not too far from me.
Okay. What do you believe is the greatest challenge athletes face today, especially college athletes like you guys?
The mental battle. That's the biggest part. I ran into it last year. I started off the season super hot last year. I was, really contributing offensively and then defensively a little bit in right field. And then I had a couple bad games. My arm was bothering me a little bit. All that kind of just built up and spiraled, and then I couldn't really figure it out again. And mentally, I just had no confidence. So I think the biggest challenge nowadays is for athletes to understand that this sport is not just baseball, but sports in general are games of failure. Baseball more than others, but you have to understand how to fail and learn from it. And if you don't learn from your failure, then you're actually losing. But if you fail and you learn from it, it's a win. So I would say if you can learn how to stay mentally steady and keep your body and your mind in one place throughout the whole season, you're going to be very successful. But if you did what I did last year and you let the bad game spiral and then you start caring about everybody's opinion and then you get in the batter's box and you're like, man, I can't fail here. It's really tough. So I would say the mental. It wouldn't be the physical. It wouldn't be the school. It would just be staying mentally in the game.
How do you balance let's give a question here for a second. How do you think your teammates and coaches would describe you?
Energetic, funny, kind of. I like to have a lot of fun. I like to be out here and have fun. I'm playing a kid's game, man. I'm 19 years old on a college baseball field, and I'm having fun. That's just what I'm here to do. I'm here to make people laugh. I'm here to play the game the right way. I'm here to have a lot of fun doing it. So I would just say, energetic, maybe a spark plug sometimes.
And you get to travel a lot, too.
Get to travel a lot, with my friends every day. How could you show up to a field, whether it's rainy, sunny, cold, or hot outside, and be upset? I don't really understand that. You're going to see me smiling a lot out there.
Yeah, just like Friday, we played. We played here, got done around, 2 o'clock, 1,
yeah.
2 o'clock, and then later on it was snowing like crazy.
Right.
The ground was covered.
Showed up yesterday and shoveled the place off. So.
Yep. Okay. How do you balance your time between baseball and school?
It's not as difficult as you would think. When you first get here, your freshman year, it's kind of a challenge in the fall for sure, but when you get your assignments, get on top of them. Understand what you have to do and take care of it when it's due. I'm a procrastinator, too. Sometimes I like to wait for the last minute to do assignments. But when I say last minute, I mean the day of. I don't mean I'm rushing to get it in the hour it's due. So, I have some homework due tonight that it'll take me an hour. I'll go home and shower, get some food, and take care of that, and I'll be all set.
But you got plenty of time.
Yeah, I just take care of my work when it's due, and then I show up to baseball and I work hard because you don't want to be worrying about baseball in school, and you don't want to be worrying about school at baseball. So just keep the two separate.
Exactly. Do you have a favorite video game?
I'm a big Fortnite guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do any good at it?
I'm pretty. Everybody will tell you that, too. I'm pretty good at it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite TV show? Or do you watch TV?
I don't really watch too much TV, to be honest with you. I watch, I'll watch, Netflix or movies. That'll be really about it.
Okay. After you graduated from Dayton, would you like to continue to play baseball elsewhere?
That's the dream.
Does the show?
Yeah, that's what we're working towards. So that's what I would love to do.
Favorite baseball team?
I'm a Yankees fan.
Oh, God.
I know.
If you're not a Yankees fan.
If you're not a Yankees fan, you don't like them. That's just how it is.
How do you think I'll do this year?
I think we'll do pretty good. I'm kind of worried about what the Orioles got cooking, though. They're going to look really strong in the AL East, so I don't know if we'll win the AL East, but I think we'll be a competitor in the AL for sure.
I'm a Guardians fan, so...
Okay. Yeah, that was tough a couple years ago for you.
God. Well, they're so close. In 97, they were so close to winning the World Series.
Yeah.
And then it, Florida comes back and wins on a base hit. And I was this close. And I had had a, I hadn't had a drink in like 2 years. I was this close to opening up a Budweiser and spraying it all over my car out in the parking lot.
That's incredible.
But you just get they get so close.
Yeah.
But I know they had a heck of a coach. They had a heck of a manager. What team, and it could be any team, would you like to play for baseball?
Doesn't Yankees? Matter. I mean, if I got to pick,
Pick.
One of my really good friends plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates right now. He got drafted.
Oh, yeah?
I grew up playing with him, so he was a pitcher. I was his catcher. I would love to play with him again.
What's his name?
His name's Michael Kennedy.
He's
a pitcher with the Pittsburgh Pirates now.
Did he make the big?
No, not yet. Okay. He's actually younger than I am. He's in my grade, but he just turned 19 in November, so he's doing pretty good.
What division is he going to be in? A, B, or
He'll be in A this year. He was in rookie ball last year. He won Player of the Month in his league a couple times, so they're calling him up to, I think, low A right now.
Okay, after you finish school, this is a question. After you finish school, if someone were to give you $1 million, what would you do with it? What would be the first thing you do with it?
I think about this a lot, actually. So I think about it as if I got drafted and I got $1 million. And my parents gave me a lot, and they paid for a lot of travel baseball trips and a lot of stuff. And I'd like to try to take care of whatever debt they have, if any. I don't know how much they have, but I'd like to help pay off some of that and then just kind of save the rest. I don't really think I would make any big purchases for myself.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. What is your favorite sports moment that has happened to you in your life? That's happened to you?
My favorite sports moment has to be my college debut last year at Tennessee. My first college hit was against Chase Dillwender. He got drafted 9th overall last year.
Oh, yeah.
And my first at-bat there. And it was my first start, and I was playing right field, and I was terrified because I had never played the outfield in my life. They put me out there. And I went like 11 pitches with him, and then I hit a double in the right center gap. And, I mean, that was the most incredible feeling ever because it's like nobody expects anything, and then you kind of just do it, and it's awesome.
It's just like that kid the other day in McDougal.
I love him, man.
He belted one out towards right center field.
Everybody knew he was going to do that, though.
Is that good?
He's going to be somebody to look out for in the next couple of years. That kid is very good, and he's very humble, too. He won't tell you that.
How old were you when you decided what you wanted to do in life?
I would say since I started swinging a baseball bat, I wanted to play Major League Baseball. So, like, 3 or 4 years old, people ask me. I remember my kindergarten teacher said, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" I said, "I want to play professional baseball." And she was like, "Oh, okay." Nobody really believes you until you, like, really.
Well, yeah, now look at you. Yeah. You're here at UD, one of the top schools in the country.
Just still going.
Okay, now, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Okay. If you were a coach, if you were a manager of a team, who would and you had a chance to pick your starting nine, who would they be?
For here?
No, anywhere.
Anywhere.
If you had, it was your team, you could pick up, say, like, right field, I want Babe Ruth or like that.
My starting right fielder would be Juan Soto. My center fielder would be Aaron Judge. My left fielder would probably be, I mean, I like Nick Castellanos. He brings a lot of incredible energy. I'm going to do today's, like, people playing right now. My left fielder would be Castellanos. I would have Ellie De La Cruz at shortstop. My third baseman, I'm trying to think. I'd have Nolan Arenado at third base. Second base, this one's tough. I don't know who I would have at second base yet. I'd put Trey Turner at second base, for sure. I'd have Paul Goldschmidt at first. Behind the dish, I would either have Patrick Bailey from the Giants or I'd have JT Realmuto from the Phillies back there. And then my starting pitcher would be Gerrit Cole, for sure.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for coming on, man.
Of course. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And I think you're probably going to hit number three. You're probably going to hit third in the lineup today. You're wearing number three. You're playing first base, which is number three.
On the field. It's crazy, isn't it? I told you, it just kind of happens.
So
it's weird.
So we say we get three hits today.
I would love that. I need to get the first one first, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, Eddie, thanks for coming on, and good luck to you the rest of the year, and have some fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be back with more after this time out. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Duck Brown with you, and here's the starting lineup for the visiting Jackrabbits from South Dakota State. Leading off and playing center field will be Reese Anderson. Batting second to shortstop, Carter Steinick. Batting third, the DH, Dawson Perry. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Cale Frost. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Luke Lusky. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Cade Stuff. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jess Bellows. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jordan Sagedahl. And batting ninth, the catcher, Davis Carr. Once again, for South Dakota State, it'll be Anderson and left, Steinick at short, Perry at the DH. Frost in right, Lusky at first, Stuff at second. Bellows in left, Sagedahl in a third, and Carr behind the plate. And on the mound for the Jackrabbits will be Nick McKay. They changed starters on me. McKay is making his third appearance, his third start. He's pitched eight innings, given up nine hits, three runs, all earned. He's walked two, struck out 12, and has a 3.38 ERA. Now here's the starting lineup for the University of Dayton Flyers under head coach Jason King. Leading off and playing second base is Ivan Arias. Batting second, the shortstop, Carlos Castillo. Batting third, the third baseman, Mason Dobie. Batting fourth, the left fielder, David Mendez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman. Batting sixth, the center fielder, David Pedano. Batting seventh, the catcher, Nolan Watson. Batting eighth, the DH, Ryan McDougal, and batting ninth, the right fielder, Paxton Tomaney. Once again for the Flyers, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third. Mendez in left, Yaman at first, Pedano in center. Watson behind the plate, McDougal, the DH, and Tomaney in right field. And on the mound for the Flyers will be Chris Peguero. Peguero making his fourth start, his fourth appearance. He's pitched 11 and two-thirds innings, given up 12 hits, 10 runs, all earned, walked two, struck out 17, as a 7.71 ERA. So the Flyers and the Jackrabbits meeting for the first time ever. And Jackrabbits coming in from Brookings, South Dakota. So this should be a good one. The Flyers are 6-5. The South Dakota State is 6-6. They are out of the Summit Conference, and right now they are the only team with a 500 record out of that league. Of course, you know, right now these teams play the toughest teams they play. And so the preseason poll in the Summit League goes like this. It was Oral Roberts picked the first, then North Dakota State, South Dakota State, Omaha, Northern Colorado, and St. Thomas. Now, St. Thomas is very familiar with people around here because they play football against the University of Dayton Flyers just over across the parking lot over at Welcome Stadium. So, you know, we live in a country with freedoms like no others, and at this time, it's our national anthem here at AES Ohio Stadium. our national anthem here at AES Ohio State in Warner Field. And Flyers out there on the field as get set for game number one of our doubleheader here at the stadium. If you get a chance, come on out. Brave the rain. It ain't going to hurt you. So, the dimensions here at AES Ohio Stadium, 330 down the lines, 375 to the alleys and right left center field, and 400 to dead center field. The game time temperature brought to you by Lily's New Creation, 49 degrees with a south wind at 6 miles an hour, and the wind chill is 46. So, game one of our doubleheader today. Well, doubleheader today and doubleheader on Sunday could rain all day on Saturday. The, of course, the Flyers basketball team plays tonight. They play their final home game of the year against VCU. Wish those guys the best of luck, especially in the A-10 tournament. Defensively for the Flyers, it goes like this. It goes Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Doby at third, Mendez in left, Spadano in center, Tomani in right, Watson behind the plate, Peguero on the mound for the Dayton Flyers. So here we go as Watson is going to send the ball down to Ivan Arias at second base, and we will be underway here in just a couple of seconds. It'll be Reese Anderson, Carter Steinick, and Dawson Perry as the Flyers come, or the Jackrabbits come to the plate. Reese Anderson will lead it off. He is batting .467 with a home run, three runs batted in. He's got seven hits and 15 at-bats. These guys, they like to hit home runs. They are very good at hitting home runs. Here's the first pitch. We are underway. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Swing and a miss. Strike two. The ball's two strikes to the leadoff hitter, Reese Anderson. Peguero getting the sign. Now here he winds and delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Anderson was way away from that one. First strikeout for Peguero, and that'll bring up Carter Steinick. Or Steinick. Steinick, I should say. I'm sorry about that. Steinick. Batting .269 with two home runs and three runs batted, or six runs batted, then takes first one for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Steinick, a right-hander, steps in, and here's a ground ball. This time going to take up by Doby. Doby fires over to Yaman. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Dawson Perry. Perry on the year batting .408 with six home runs and 16 runs batted up. He's got three doubles. He's 20 for 49 on the year. He's also scored 14 times. Peguero getting the sign once again as he looks down at his wrist. They got that newfangled stuff here. Break pitch over for a called strike one. Peguero rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Peguero getting the sign once again. Rocks and fires the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the Flyers, or Peguero, sits down the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of a half inning, it's the Jackrabbits nothing. The Flyers coming up. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fix that!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Ivan Arias will lead it off for the Flyers. They come calling here in the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Arias, Castillo, and Dobie due up for the Flyers here in the first inning. A couple of more pitches left for McKay. McKay on the year, wasn't, like I said earlier, is making his third appearance. He's pitched 8 innings, given up 9 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He's walked 2 and struck out 12 and a 3.38 ERA. Teams are batting 281 against him. You know, I was talking about the Jackrabbits hitting a lot of home runs, and they do. So far this year, they've already hit 25 home runs. So Ivan Arias will step in, leading off the Flyers' first inning. Ivan batting 293 with a home run and 7 runs batted in. He's got a double and a triple also in his 41 at-bats. Here's the first pitch by McKay, and just misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away for Arias as McKay delivers. And a ground ball going right to the shortstop. Syntek over to first. One up, one down. They bring up Carlos Castillo. Carlos on the year, batting 462. With a home run, 8 runs batted in. He's got 2 doubles to go along with 12 hits and 26 bats. He returned over the weekend down at High Point. McKay rocks and fires the first pitch to Castillo in there for a called strike. 0-1 to count. Hopefully we'll get game 2 in here. I know it's raining. I don't know if it's raining here or not. Can't tell. Here's the windup and the pitch by McKay. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. We'll be here again on Sunday at noon. Here's a windup by McKay and the pitch. Misses outside for a ball. McKay getting the sign once again. Now he sets and delivers. Pop up right side. Calling for it is the first baseman in Lusky, and he's got it in foul territory. Two down. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie on the year, batting 214 with no home runs and 3 runs batted in. 9 hits from 42 at-bats. He has a double to his name. McKay sending the pitch plate where first pitch is outside for a ball, a fastball. One ball and no strikes. Another pitch is high for a ball. That's way out of the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes to Mason Doby, left-hand hitting third baseman. Here's the windup and the pitch. This is high for ball three, 3-0. McKay, a pitcher, right-handed pitcher from, he's a six-foot senior from Carlisle, Iowa. Ball four. Dobie is on with a walk. First one issued by McKay. And that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez on the year batting 500. He is 8 for 16. A home run, 5 runs batted in. Mendez has kind of planted himself in left field now. Eddie Yaman on deck to throw over to first as Doby, they almost caught him napping a little bit. Getting a good lead out at first base. McKay getting the sign. Nice throws back over. It was a high throw. And Lusky had to climb the ladder a little bit to get it. McKay sets. He'll check the runner over at first base and fires plateward. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. Eddie Yaman on deck. Center fielder Anderson shaded just to the left a little bit. Just another throw over. Here in college, they've got the pitch clock, but they can throw over as many times, unlike in the major leagues where they can only throw over a couple of times before they have to get them out. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Glad you can join us on this Friday morning from Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Time called. McKay wanted a new baseball. So they'll be getting a good lead over there at first base, being held on by Lusky. Here's a stretch and the 1-1 pitch coming plateward. No, take it back. He's going to throw over to first. Doby has yet to steal a base. He hasn't even attempted one. So McKay is a little bit worried about him over at first base. McKay sets and delivers. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. One ball and two strikes. Two down here in the bottom of the first inning. Flyers play VCU tonight at the arena. Final home game of the year for the Flyers. This place will be packed. The average 13,400. Every game has been sold out this year over at the arena. Ball and two strikes. Here's a stretch by McKay. Now he sets and sends a ball plateward and gets past the catcher. That'll be a pass ball on the catcher in Carr. Couldn't read my own writing. We'll get to the defense here in just a second. Well, let's get it now. It'll be Lusky at first, Stuff at second, Syntek at short, Sagedahl at, pitches high and inside for a ball. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the stretch by McKay. Looks back at second base and delivers. High and inside, ball four. So he's second walk of the inning. That puts Mendez on at first base. That'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Eddie batting .214 with two home runs and nine runs batted in. He's got a double to his name along with the home run. McKay sets, looks back at second base. Delivers the first pitch to Eddie. Pitches high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Some brave souls are coming through the gate down to our right. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike at the letters. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike, two down as McKay sets, looks back at second, and now he steps off the rubber and fires back. On deck, David Pedano. Here's a stretch by McKay. He'll check the runner back at second base in Doby and fires. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball, 2-1. He wanted that one. I guess it is raining a little bit. I see umbrellas. McKay sets. He'll check the runner at second. Now fires. Then a swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes with two out here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. McKay will look at Doby back at second and fire and a swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll be the first strikeout for McKay, and that'll do it for the Flyers. No runs, no hits, no errors, two runners left, and at the end of an inning of play here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, it's the Flyers nothing and the South Dakota State nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Christopher Guerrero back out on the mound for the Flyers here in inning number two. No score. Chris is a senior from Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah, coming to the plate now is Cale Frost. Frost batting 400 with six home runs, 19 runs batted in. First pitch is a ball outside, one ball, no strikes. Piguero rocks and fires, and a ground ball right to Yaman at first base. He's going to take it himself. Steps on the bag, one up, one down. That'll bring up Luke Lusky. Lusky batting 222 with a home run, five runs batted in. Batting right-handed. Here's a pitch by Piguero. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. The ball's on a strike. Another pitch in there for a called strike. I was mentioning the third baseman's name wrong. It's Sagadol. Sorry about that. No balls and two strikes. The count one out here in the second, and the ground ball right back to the pitcher. Piguero flips it over to first. Two down. It'll bring up Cade Stuff. Stuff batting 295 with two home runs and five runs batted in.
Now batting number four, Cade Stuff.
starting lineup has 22 home runs for the Jackrabbits. Stuff will step in with two out here in the second. Here's the windup and a pitch by Peguero on a pop-up. Coming back and going back for it is Watson. He's got it at the wall. And that's going to do it for the for South Dakota State. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Jackrabbits nothing, the Flyers nothing. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Yeah, to the bottom of the second inning we go. It'll be Padano, Watson, and McDougal do up for the Flyers. They will face Nick McKay. He's got two walks and a strikeout. So David Padano will step to the plate batting 250 with no home runs and four runs batted in. He's got eight hits and 32 at-bats, two doubles and a triple. So Padano steps in to face Nick McKay. McKay gets the sign and he fires. And Padano takes the first pitch in there for a called strike one. I want to welcome those of you listening in as the South Dakota State fans. A little quick pitch there. Tried to catch Padano, but the ball went about 56 feet. Here's a 1-1 pitch by McKay. Up high for ball two, 2-1. I want to welcome those of you listening in from South Dakota State and the fans of the Jackrabbits and also our loyal UD Flyer fans. Two balls and a strike. Here's the windup and the pitch by McKay. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes to David Padano. On deck, Nolan Watson, the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. A little loop right towards short. That's going to get down in. No. It hung up there enough for the center fielder to come in, and he grabbed it. So Anderson. It was a lazy fly ball, and it just hung up there enough for Anderson to come in and pick it off. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal batting 273 with three home runs, nine runs batted in. He also has two doubles in his nine hits. Kid from Massachusetts looked good in the series against Lindenwood. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. The ball's in the strike as McKay gets the sign. He's going to get the sign this time from Carr. Breaking pitch stays in for a ball. One ball and one strike. McKay gets a sign. Here's the windup and the 1-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. A ball and two strikes to count. To Nolan Watson, the catcher. Here's the pitch. in there for called strike three. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal batting 273. Nolan Watson, I gave the wrong stats here. McDougal will stand in, batting 273 with three home runs, nine runs batted in. Nolan Watson batted 216 with a home run and four runs batted in. Takes the first pitch in there for a called strike one. So two up, two down here in the second. Paxton Tomaney on deck for the Flyers. Here's the windup and a pitch by McKay. Breaking pitch stays inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Two down here in the bottom of the second. McKay rocks and fires and a swing and a miss. Strike two by McDougal. McDougal, though, the thing against him, though, is he struck out 16 times. There's a windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it gets past the catcher. And it's going to go 2-3 on the putout. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left at the end of two complete. It's the Flyers nothing and the Jackrabbits nothing back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
And without you, the listeners, we wouldn't be here. So the Jackrabbits will send up Bellows, Sagadahl, and Carr do up for South Dakota State as we move to the third inning. Jess Bellows batting 405 with no home runs and seven runs batted in. He leads his team in, or no, I don't. No, he's just the number one on the list. I thought he led the team in hitting, but he doesn't. He's like second. Here's a pitch and a fly ball hit out towards left. Going back. And it's out of here. Home run for Jess Bellows. Hits his first home run of the year. That's 1-0 Jackrabbits. The ball hit right underneath the scoreboard. Hit the wall and bounced over. So it's 1-0 South Dakota State.
Now batting number six, Jordan Sagadahl.
That'll bring up Jordan Sagadahl. Sagadahl batting 158 with two home runs and four runs batted in. Takes the first pitch in there for a called strike. Sagadahl plays third base. Davis Carr coming up. Here's the windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom or top of the third. A swing and a miss. Now there's one out. So the third strikeout for Piguero.
Number 20, David Carr.
So David Carr will step in. Carr batting ninth in the order, batting 241 with two home runs and 12 runs batted in. So 23 home runs now for the South Dakota State starting lineup. Pitches in there, got the corner of the plate, 1-0-1 the count. I think there's a light drizzle coming down here, and it's turf field, so swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes. It's turf field, it takes a lot of rain. There's the windup and the pitch by Peguero. Swing and a miss, strike three, so he's got four strikeouts on the day.
Now batting, number 18.
That'll bring up the top of the order, and Reese Anderson, he struck out swinging also to lead off the game for the Jackrabbits. Yeah, the umbrellas are out, so it is raining just a little bit. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. So we play here in the bottom half of the third inning. Flyers, they have a knack for getting a swing and a miss, strike two. They have a knack for getting a lot of runs in a short amount of time. Peguero delivers, a swing and a miss, strike three, strikes out the side. But the Jackrabbits get a run on a hit. There was no errors, nobody left on, and at the end of two and a half, it's the Jackrabbits won, the Flyers nothing. Back after this.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Paxton Tomaney will lead it off for the Flyers here in the bottom half of the third inning. They trail it 1-0. It'll be Tomaney, Arias, and Castillo do up for the Flyers. They've had two runners on, both by walks, and Dobie and Mendez, but they didn't get any further than second base. So, it'll be up to Tomaney to keep it going. And like I said, these guys have a knack for getting a lot of runs in a short amount of time. Like the other day, they scored five runs against Toledo. They also had an eight-run inning versus Vanderbilt, and they put up, a six spot against High Point in the last game. So it's one of those inning-by-inning things. So Tomaney will stand in. Here's a windup by McKay, and he delivers. And a pop-up going left side, and that is going to go out of play. Paxton batting 273 with a home run, four runs batted in. He bats ninth. No balls and a strike to the leadoff hitter here in the third. Here's the pitch. And that almost hit his. That almost hit him in the foot. That was a called strike. Here's the windup and the pitch. I think it's 1-1. Here's the pitch. And that goes right behind him. That time it hit him. So Tomaney is on as he gets hit by a pitch.
Now batting, number five, Ivan.
That'll bring up Ivan Arias, who grounded out to Syntek at first, or third, a short. That rain is coming down, as you can see the sidewalk getting very wet. People walking in with umbrellas. 3-1 Throw over to first. Tomaney back safely. On deck, Carlos Castillo. Throw over to first. I think McKay's thrown over to first more than he's thrown home. McKay has 37 pitches so far. There's a stretch by McKay, and he fires. And therefore called strike one. Another throw over to first. Tomaney has to dive back. Outfield straight away for Ivan. There's a stretch by McKay, and he fires. Breaking pitch outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. There is an overhang here, and I think a lot of them are underneath the overhang. There's a guy with a St. Louis Cardinal umbrella just to our left. I think he might be a scout. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. Ball and two strikes. Talked to a guy the other day on Wednesday that was here taking a look at some of the players. He was from Cleveland. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing did not go, and going down to second is Tomaney on a pass ball. Two balls and two strikes to Ivan Arias, the second baseman. There's a stretch by McKay. Looks back at second base and pitches inside for a ball. 3-2. Could this be the inning that they get their runs? McKay sets. Looks back at Tomaney at second base. Takes in the second look. Now fires in a little looper out towards second base. Going back as a second baseman. Stuff, and he's got it. It's one down. That was one of those ones where it was just like Padano's hit. Just kind of hung up there. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo, who fouled out to the first baseman. His first time up. One down here in the bottom half of the third inning. One down here in the third inning. 1-0 is our score on a solo home run by Jess Burrows. Bellows. Now you can throw back to second base. One out here in the third inning. Now McKay's going to check his wrist. Could they get that newfangled thing where you can check your wrist and get the pitch it down low for a ball. And outside, ball one. So McKay staring in this time, and he sets and looks back at second base. Tomaney a short lead. Here's a pitch. Break pitch stays inside once again. 2-0 the count. Flyers will be on the road on Tuesday down in Northern Kentucky. We hope to have that for you here on Radio1.ChampCitySports.com. And then Bowling Green comes to town on Wednesday. Pitches in there for a called strike. But first, it's South Dakota State. First time these two teams have ever met on the ball diamond. There he is trying to wipe off the bat. The game is in the umpire's hands now. So they will call it. They will call it as they see it on the weather. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three, 3-1. Tomani was hit by a pitch. Three runners have been on for the Flyers. Two walks and a hit by pitch. Three balls, one strike, the count. McKay sets, looks back at second base, and fires. Up high, ball four. So Castillo is on with a walk. And that'll bring up Mason Doby. He walked in the first inning.
Now batting, number two, Mason Doby.
So third walk issued by McKay as the pitching coach for the Jackrabbits are going to come out. That is Connor Fay, the pitching coach, out there to talk to McKay. We'll be back here again on Sunday afternoon, beginning at, well, it'll be in the morning. 11:30 is our airtime. First pitch at noon, doubleheader right here at AES Ohio Stadium. So here we go as Coach Fay has gone back to the dugout. And stepping in will be Mason Doby. Runners at first and second with one down. Nice save by Carr. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. I don't know. Maybe the ball's getting a little slippery. Two balls and no strikes a count to Mason Doby, the third baseman. On deck, David Mendez. Here's a stretch by McKay, and he fires. In there for a called strike one. Two balls and a strike. Nobody warming up in the South Dakota bullpen. Doby stands in, batting left-handed. Here's a stretch and a pitch. A little fly ball out towards left, going back to the left fielder, going back. And it is off the wall. Here comes Tomani around to score, and now they got Doby, who got a base hit. He has been thrown out. He's got an RBI single. I think I went from 7 to 6 to 3 on the put out. But a run does score, and we're tied at 1 apiece. That'll bring up David Mendez, and going to third base is Carlos Castillo. So runner at third with 2 down and a run in. That looked like it was going to be like a home run for South Dakota State. Mendez takes the pitch in there for a called strike one. No balls and a strike. One down here in the – make that two down here in the third inning. Here's a stretch by McKay. Fires and a foul back into the screen. No balls and two strikes. Eddie Gaumann, the fourth, on deck. These guys trying to beat the rain, and it's coming down a little bit now. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. No other games are being played right now. McKay sets, looks over third base, and delivers up high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. There's some moderate rain over us right now, but there's a little break. Here's the pitch by McKay and a foul back into the screen. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at third base in Carlos Castillo. There's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's going to do it for the Flyers, but they do get a run on a hit. No errors and a runner left, and at the end of three complete, it's the Flyers 1 and Jackrabbits 1 back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. To the top half of the fourth inning we go. 1-1 is our score. A run, a hit, and an error for the Jackrabbits. A run, a hit, and an error for the Flyers. And leading it off for the Jackrabbits will be Carter Sintek, followed by Dawson Perry and Cale Frost. Sintek ground to Doby at third base in the second inning. So here's the windup and a pitch, and inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Thought it was supposed to be 60 degrees today, but it didn't even, hadn't even cracked 50 yet. Swing and a miss, strike one. Flyer basketball tonight, 7:30 over at the arena. Take on VCU. Maybe it's 7 o'clock. Here's a pitch. Check swing, did he go? No, he did not. There's a pitch. Piguero gets it in there for a called strike one. 2 balls and a strike. Two and two the count to Stenick. Here's a ground ball into left field for a base hit. Second hit of the game for the Jackrabbits. And that'll bring up Dawson Perry. Struck out swing, ending the first inning. So the leadoff hitter is on. It's the first time today that's happened. Here's a pitch. Misses for a ball. 1 ball, no strike. The Flyers play at 7 o'clock. Listen to all the action on WHIO Radio 1290 and 95.7 with Larry Hanskin. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runner getting a short lead over at first base. Carter Stenick being held on by Eddie Yaman. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Figuero sets, looks over at first base, and fires. Little line drive right over the outstretched glove of the shortstop Castillo. And so the second hit of the game, or the third hit of the game, second of the inning.
Number 24, Cale Frost.
That'll bring up Cale Frost. Frost, he led off the inning, led off the second inning by grounding out to Gaumann over at first base. So two on, nobody out here in the top half the third or top half the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Just misses low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Piguero checking his wrist for the sign. And now he sets, looks low, back at second base, and fires. Foul down the first base side. One ball and one strike to count. And we're going to have a trip by good old Tommy out there. His wife kind of has a big smile on her face. Showing those pearly whites, that's for sure. His brother's listening in today. Tommy Winterstein out there on the mound checking with his pitcher. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen, so it's just to see how he's doing. Trying to settle him down just a little bit. One ball, one strike to count with two on. Stenick at that second period first. Both reached on base hits. One ball and one strike to count to Cale Frost. Once again, Piguero sits and looks back at second base. And he fires outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Here's the stretch and a pitch. Inside low. 3-1 to count. South Dakota State out of Brookings, South Dakota. There's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left center field. That's going to go. That's gone. 3-run homer by Cale Frost. That is his 7th home run of the year. At 22 RBIs. That went over the 400 mark out and left out in center field. So a 3-run digger makes it now 4-0.
Now batting, number 9, Luke Lusky.
So Luke Lusky will stand in. He grounded back to Piguero. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Piguero delivers. Line drive out towards right field. That's going to get down. So the first four have reached. He's now given up 5 hits. Still nobody warming
number
up in the Dayton bullpen.
Two.
But there is stirring down in the Dayton dugout. 4-1 is our score. San Diego State South Dakota State leading. I don't know why I want to say San Diego State. Two different parts of the country there. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. And the home plate umpire is saying something to the South Dakota State coach. Somebody must have said something they shouldn't have said. Home plate umpire is Bryce McCalla. First base is Steve Miller. Throw over to first, and just getting back is Lusky. So McCalla at first, Miller at first, or McCalla behind the plate, Miller at first, Hager, Dorsey Hager at the other base umpire for today's first game. Pagano, or here's a ground ball right to Arias, over to short for one, over to first, 6-4-3, or 4-6-3, double play.
Now batting. Number one.
So that'll bring up Jess Bellows, who belted a solo home run in the third inning, leading it off. His first of the year. So the Jackrabbits have scored three times here in this fourth inning. Bellows coming to the plate, breaking pitch over for a called strike. Now there is action down in the Dayton bullpen. It looks like it is Eli Magic. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Foul ball down the left side. That's Parker Bard out there. Wait a minute. I'm seeing 26 and 25. Looks like Magic's out there. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball fouled. And that's going to go roll fair. And nice job by Peguero. Picking it up and throwing over to first, and that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the fourth. They get three runs on four hits. No errors, and nobody left on at the end of three and a half. It's the Jackrabbits four, the Flyers one. Back after this.
Filer Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we go to the bottom half of the fourth. The Flyers trailing it 4-1. It'll be Eddie Yam in the fourth. David Pedano and Nolan Watson do up for the Flyers here in the fourth. Like I said before, they have a knack of scoring a lot of runs in an inning. So Yaman will stand in. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Yaman struck out to end the first inning. Here's a ground ball foul down third base side and into the South Dakota State dugout. Here's a pitch outside in dirt, gets past Carr, goes all the way back to the backstop. One ball, one strike, the count. Here's the windup and a pitch by here's a pop-up in the middle of the field, or diamond, and snagging it is the third baseman. And Sagadol. So David Pedano will stand up. He had a soft liner out to center field to leading off the second inning. It'll wind up in a pitch. In there, called strike. I want to thank you guys for listening in at work. Here's a lineup and the 0-1 pitch. Misses a little low for a ball. McKay thought that was in there. One ball, one strike, the count. Doubleheader day to a doubleheader today and doubleheader on Sunday. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike, fastball. It's 100% chance of rain tomorrow, so they said, okay, let's play two on Friday and two on Sunday. They wanted to play. Here's a pitch. And a line drive out towards left, right field. That's going to get down. That's going to go to the wall. David rounding first. He's going to pull up at second base with a stand-up double. So Padano puts the Flyers in scoring position. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. That is David's third double of the year. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson struck out looking his first time up. So, one out double down the right field line puts a runner in scoring position and Padano. Here's a pitch by McKay and a line drive out towards short, or two hopper. Over the. They pulled him off the bag. So, Watson is safe as a shortstop. Syntek pulled Lusky off the bag for an error on a throwing error on the shortstop. So that puts runners at first and second with one down. McKay sets and looks back at second base and fires. Inside for a ball. Ball gets away. The catcher Carr fires down to third. And Padano takes third. On a wild pitch. One ball, no strikes. One out. Runners at first and third. Padano at third. Watson at first. Watson getting a short lead over there, being held on by Lusky. Was pulled off the bag on a throw by Syntek. Here's a stretch by McKay, and he delivers up high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Throw over to first. McKay kind of seen what Padano was going to do. But Watson gets back safely. Watson gets, once again, has to dive back into the bag. Two balls and no strikes to count to Ryan McDougal. Struck out. Was thrown out 2-3. McDougal check swing. Did not go. 3-0 the count. McDougal has walked. He has not walked at all. He's been hit three times, though. Three balls, no strikes. One down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-1 South Dakota State. There's a stretch by McKay. He looks over at third base. Now he fires. And therefore called strike one. Three balls and a strike. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four. Bases are loaded. So, walk number four to...
Now batting, number one, Paxton.
For McKay. And Paxton Tomani will come in to hit. He was hit by a pitch in the third inning and came around to score. The only run of the game for the Flyers. They got the bases loaded with one down. We got Padano at third, Watson at second, McDougal at first. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Okay. upstairs, and now he sets and delivers. In there for a called strike at the letters. And a little bit outside, but it got the plate. One ball, one strike, one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball two, 2-1. No place to put him. McKay has thrown 71 pitches to this point, and there is action down in the South Dakota State bullpen. Here's a pitch. A fly ball left side, out of play. Count's going to go 2 balls and 2 strikes. They're just now starting to warm up down at the South Dakota State bullpen. 2 balls, 2 strikes a count to Paxton Tomaney. McKay delivers. Ground ball foul into the Dayton dugout, and an error on whoever tried to catch it down there. Two balls and two strikes with one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-1 South Dakota State leading it. McKay checks with his catcher Carr. Now he sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the third strikeout for McKay. That'll bring the top of the order up in Ivan Arias. Arias has hit the ball twice. Grounded out to short and fly to short right field. The second baseman went out and grabbed it. So McKay trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Here's deliver and in the dirt for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Arias does have a double, triple, and a home run on the season. McKay sets, checks the runners, now delivers the 1-0. Up high for a ball. 2-0 the count. And two double barrel action down here in the South Dakota State bullpen. Here's the pitch. Outside ball, 3-0. No place to put him. On deck, Carlos Castillo. McKay sets and delivers. Ball four. So a run comes in. And David Padano. Arias gets an RBI on a walk. Bases are still loaded. So Carlos Castillo will stand in. So Carlos walked his first time up, walked his last time up, fouled out to the first baseman his first time up, takes first pitch outside for a ball. Bases loaded, 2 down. Castillo standing in as we're going to have a visit to the mound by Coach Fay of the Jackrabbits. Slow walk out there. Coming up a week from Sunday, we're going to be down at Dayton Hoopla doing the Hot Shot contest. 4:30 will be the start time for that, so that ought to be interesting. With all the basketball that's going to go on around here in the next 3 weeks, it's going to be crazy. Got the girls' high school, state high school tournament coming up next weekend, followed by the boys, and then the first four, and then all kinds of stuff going on. So here we go. 1 ball, no strikes the count to Carlos Castillo. Pitches in there for a called strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike with 2 out, bases loaded, and a run in. Here's a stretch by McKay. He looks over at third. Now he fires. In there for a called strike two. Ball and two strikes. Ball and two strikes, two out. McKay trying to get out of this with just one run scored. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball foul. Just to the right of the on-deck hitter. And Mason Dobie. There's a stretch by McKay. Checks the runners. Now he fires the 1-2 pitch. Up high for ball two. 2-2 the count. I would think that this will be McKay's last hitter. With the pitch count already to 81. Here's a stretch and the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, third base side. To the third baseman. He fires over to first. Got him. So the Flyers get a run on a hit. There was an error. Three runners left on at the end of four complete. It's the Jackrabbits 4 and the Flyers 2 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
4-2 is our score as we move to the top half of the fifth inning. Four runs, five hits, and an error for South Dakota State. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Flyers. And it'll be Jordan Sagadahl, Davis Carr, and the top of the order, and Reese Anderson do up for the Jackrabbits here in the fifth inning. Sagadahl struck out his first time up. One of four strikeouts by Peguero. Here's a breaking pitch over for a called strike. The ball's in a strike. Peguero rocks and fires inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Stirring down in the Dayton bullpen. Somebody's stretching. There's the windup and a pitch by Peguero. A pop-up heading out towards left field. Mendez underneath it and has it. One down. They'll bring up Davis Carr, who struck out swinging his first time up. As a matter of fact, it was in the third inning where Peguero struck out the side. He struck out Sagadahl, Carr, and Anderson. So one down here in the fifth. Game moving along kind of nicely. Here's the pitch. Misses inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. They want to try to beat the rain. They keep doing this. They will. Looks like it stopped a little bit. It's starting to brighten up just a little bit. Here's a bunt. Going back to the screen. One ball, one strike, the count. One ball, one strike, one down here in the fifth. Peguero rocks and fires the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes to count. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Ground, a swing and a miss. Strike three. So Carr strikes out for the second time. That is the fifth strikeout for
number 18,
Peguero.
Reese Anderson.
And that'll bring up Reese Anderson, who struck out twice, both swinging. So two down here in the fifth inning. Ground ball to Castillo. And that's off of Castillo's. So Anderson is aboard. Let's see if that's going to be a hit or an error. That was hard hit.
Now batting,
I would think that would be a base
two,
hit.
Carter Sintek.
So Carter Sintek will step to the plate. He singled his last time up and scored the second run of the game for the, going to give him a base hit. So he's one for two. Peguero trying to get out of this one. Two down here in the fifth inning. Throw to first, and Anderson gets back safely. There's a stretch and a pitch. Breaking pitch gets away from Watson, but Anderson not going anywhere. Ball and no strikes. South Dakota State got their runs. So they got a run in the third, three in the fourth. Flyers got a run in the third and run in the fourth. As we play here in the fifth. There's a pitch in there for a called strike one. Breaking pitch over. 1-1 to count. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Ball and two strikes to count. To Carter Stenick. Peguero delivers. Line drive into center field for a base hit. And that's going to get past the center fielder, Padano. And coming around third is Anderson. Here comes the throw to third. And going into third base with a triple is Stenick. That got past Padano. He dove for it. Went off of him. They're going to give him an error. A three-base error for Padano.
Now batting, number 33, Dawson Perry.
So that'll bring up Dawson Perry. It's now 5-2 Jackrabbits. Perry on the day is 1-for-2, singled and struck out and scored a run. Swing and a miss, strike one. Now there's action down in Dayton bullpen. Here's the pitch. A pop-up right side towards the bullpen. Yaman can't handle it. Goes off his glove. Eli Magic warming up in the Dayton bullpen. The left-hander from Cincinnati. Here's a stretch by Peguero, and he delivers, and a fly ball hit out towards center field. Going over is Padano, and he's got it, and that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the fifth. They do get a run, though, on a hit. There was an error and a runner left, and at the end of four and a half, it's the Jackrabbits 5 and the Flyers 2 back after this.
Thank you. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the bottom of the fifth inning we go. 5-2, South Dakota State. And it'll bring up Doby, Mendez, and Yaman. Do up for the Flyers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They've only reached twice. They only have two hits. One is a double by David Padano. Here's a pitch in the dirt for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's a windup in the pitch. Line drive out towards right, but right at, no. Right fielder Frost had to go back a little bit. It almost went over his head, but Dobie is out. One down, that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez walked and struck out.
Now batting, number 30, David
Mason
Mendez.
Dobie also had the other hit in the third. So that'll bring up Mendez. Mendez is 0-for-1 with a walk. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Like I said, the Flyers have a knack for getting a lot of runs in an inning. Pitch is high and inside for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. 2-1 to count. One down here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 5-2 is our score. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. South Dakota State has 5 runs, 6 hits, and an error. The Flyers 2 runs, 2 hits, and an error. Here's the windup and the pitch. Line drive right past the second baseman into right center field. And it gets past the center fielder. Mendez is going to round third. He's going to go into third. Standing up. So a triple by Mendez puts the runner at third base. They're going to give him a hit.
Now batting.
That was a hit.
Eddie Yaman.
That is a base hit. So a triple by Mendez. That'll bring up Yaman, who is struck out and fly to the shortstop or third baseman. McKay sets, looks over at third, now fires. This is low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. One down here in the fifth. Mendez standing over third base. McKay sets, looks over third, and delivers a foul back off the mask of Carr. Davis Carr, junior out of Keller, Texas. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's McKay, sets, looks over third. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball, short. Ground ball to the shortstop. Fires over to first, got him, but a run scores. So Yaman grounds out 6-3, but gets an RBI. That makes it out 5-3. That'll bring up David Padano, who doubled his last time up down to first base side. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. That wasn't a strike. One down here in the... There's a line drive. Well hit out towards left. Going back, it is off the scoreboard. Home run, David Padano. That makes it now 5-4. For Padano, that is his first home run of the year. So it's now a one-run lead for the Jackrabbits. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson reached on an error his last time up. Takes first pitch inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Like I said, they got a knack for scoring a lot of runs in a certain amount of time in one inning. One down here in the fifth, two runs in. 5-4 Jackrabbits lead. A swing and a miss by Watson. 1-1 to count. Here's the wind up in the pitch by McKay. In there for a called strike. McKay now up to 98 pitches. I think it's more than that, man. It's over 100 now. Here's a pitch. A quick pitch. He's done that before, and it was inside. Two balls and two strikes with two out. 5-4 is our score. Here's the wind up in the pitch. Outside for ball three. 3-2 the count. On deck, Ryan McDougal. McDougal's got some power, too. Here's a pitch. High ball four. So Watson is on. That is the fourth or fifth walk issued by McKay.
Number 55, Ryan McDougal.
So McDougal will stand in, and I think McKay's day is done. And a new pitcher coming in, and we'll check it out back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. New pitcher for the Jackrabbits is Ogden. And it looks like he's making its first appearance. Hawkins, I should say. Brady Hawkins. He's making his third appearance. He's 1-0 on the year. He's pitching an inning, giving up two hits, two runs, both earned. He's struck out one. He's got an 18.0 ERA. So... Brady Hawkins in on the mound for the Jackrabbits. McKay right now is responsible for the runner at first base. but he has given up, pitched 4 2/3 innings, given up 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned, struck out 3 and walked 5. So Hawkins will pitch to McDougal. Here's the pitch. This is low and outside, inside for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. 5-4 is our score. Two runs in for the Flyers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Pop up, high fly ball. Shortstop Sintek calling for it and has it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers. But they get a couple of runs on two hits. There were no errors and a runner left on at the end of 5 complete. It's the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State 5 and the Flyers 4 back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local...
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Five to four is our score. Jackrabbits leading it. 5 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Jackrabbits. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Flyers. And leading it off here in the sixth inning for the Jackrabbits will be Cale Frost, who jacked a 3-run homer the last time up in the fourth inning. He's up 1-for-2. Figueroa delivers. Just misses outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Magic is ready. If needed, here's a pitch. In there for called strike one. Figueroa's only has 60 pitches pitched. Here's a pitch. Down low for a ball. Gets 63 now. Two balls and a strike. Starting to lighten up just a little bit here. Doesn't look like it's raining out there. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul off the mask of Watson. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So this game is official. Figueroa gets the sign, and he delivers the 2-2 pitch. And a pop-up heading out towards center field. Pagano calls for it and has one down. They bring up Luke Lusky, who singled his first time up, or his last time up, I should say. He's 1-for-2. He was forced out at the front end of a double play in the fourth. So one down here. Mendez going close to the line. Well, not too far from the line. Pitches high and inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Game two will be about 30 minutes after this one's over with. Here's the windup and the 1-0 pitch. And the dirt for a ball, 2-0. McKay was supposed to go to the second game, but he pitched here in the first. Here's a pop-up coming over towards the Dayton dugout, and it's going to go into the dugout. 2 balls and a strike. Watson had a long run. Peguero was there, too. S- scheduled to start in game number two will be Connor Fennell for the Flyers. And breaking pitch in there for called strike two. And Sam, what's his name here? Schlecht for South Dakota State. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Got the outside corner. Two down. That'll bring up Cade Stuff. Stuff fouled out to the catcher, and he hit into a double play. So two down here in the top of the sixth inning. Flyers trail at 5-4. Here's the pitch. Just misses a little outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 5-6-1 for South Dakota State. 4-4-1 for the Flyers. Here's the windup and the pitch. Fly ball right or left side. Mendez on the fly and it goes out of bounds. Out of play. One ball, one strike.
Is it raining out?
One ball, one strike with two down here in the top of the sixth. Pitches a ball outside, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two down. Here's the pitch, outside for a ball. Three and one to count. Two out here in the sixth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch and a ground ball to third. Over to first, and Dobie bounced it to Yaman, and Yaman couldn't hold on to it, so that's going to be an error on the on Dobie.
Number one, Jess Bellows.
That'll bring up Jess Bellows, who belted a home run in the third and grounded out to the pitcher to end the fourth inning. Two down here in the sixth with the runner on. Throw over to first. Stuff gets back safely. There's a stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss by Bellows. Bellows, the left fielder. Bellows from Miles, Montana. Miles City, Montana. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike at the letters. No, 0-2 the count. Bellows is a 5'10 junior. Never been up to the northwest, northwest. Here's the pitch. Outside, they throw down to first. They got him picked off. Stuff goes down to second, and it goes 2-3-4 on the putout. Stuff stumbled and was caught. So no runs on no hits. There was an error, nobody left on, and at the end of 5.5, it's the Jackrabbits 5 and the Flyers 4 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network.
Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
New pitcher on the mound for South Dakota State, Alex Kopp is the new pitcher. Alex Kopp. Alex is a grad student from Parker's Perry, Minnesota. And his stats go like this. He's pitched, is making his fifth appearance. He's 1-0 on the year. He's pitched 9 2/3 innings, given up 9 hits, 8 runs, all earned. He walked 6, struck out 11, and he's got a 7.45 ERA. So leading it off for the Flyers, it'll be Paxton Tomaney. So Tomaney will stand in. He squared around a bunt, did not offer at it. Tomaney on the day is 0-1. He was hit by a pitch. 5-4 is our score. South Dakota State leading it. Pitches inside. Ball gets away from the catcher. Rolls over to the South Dakota dugout. 2 balls and no strikes to the leadoff hitter, Paxton Tomaney. And it'd be Tomaney, Arias, and Castillo due up here in the sixth. There's a line drive right at the third baseman. And it's a soft line drive. So Tomaney is out. And that'll bring up Ivan Arias. Arias on the day is 0-2 with a walk. He walked with the bases loaded in the fourth inning. That scored Pedano with the second run of the game for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Kept getting inside. And he delivers. This is low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Kept getting a sign. Now he delivers. In there for a called strike. Two balls, one strike, one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody on. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three, 3-1. On deck, Carlos Castillo. Kept delivers. Up high, ball four. And so Arias is on with his second walk of the game. Kep picks up his first.
Number eight, Carlos Castillo.
That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo on today is 0-2 with a walk. Stranded at third in the third inning. Mason Doby on deck. Flyers trail by one. 5-4 as we play in the bottom of the sixth inning. Game one of our doubleheader. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. So it's supposed to be a single game today, a doubleheader tomorrow, and a single game on Sunday, but it is now a doubleheader today and a doubleheader on Sunday. Here's the pitch. Pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike the count to Carlos Castillo. Kep looks over at first, now delivers. Inside, ball gets away from Carr, or now that hit him. So Arias goes down to second. Castillo to first. And that'll bring up Mason Doby. Doby has walked, singled, and fly to right.
Two, Mason Doby.
Dobie will stand in, batting left-handed. Kep sets and delivers the first pitch to Mason. Pitches outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. There's a stretch in the pitch by Kep. This is for pitches in there for a called strike. There's a pop up out towards left. That's going to go foul. Count's going to go to 2-2. Make it 1-2. Mason from Meaford, Ontario. He's a junior. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, right side, over to first for one. He throws to first or second for one. So it goes 3-6 on the putout of Mason of Castillo. Fielder's choice for Dobie, and that'll bring up David Mendez.
Now batting.
Mendez,
number 30.
One for two today. He's walked, struck out, and tripled and scored a run for the Flyers. Tripled in the fifth inning. David Mendez, a freshman, I believe. Freshman from Aldi, Virginia. Went to Independence High School. He's made a name for himself here so far. This early in the season. Here's a pop-up right side, out of play. No balls and a strike. Ball or no balls and a strike. Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Fly ball back out of play. 0-2 the count. The ball's two strikes, two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-4 is our score. Runners at first and third. There's a stretch by Kep. He looks over at first. Now he fires and a foul into the screen just above the Dayton dugout. Count stays no balls and two strikes with two down. We have Arias at third and Dobie at first. Kep sets, looks over at first base and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Grounder right to the shortstop. He's going to have to fire over to first. High throw, and they got him. So the shortstop, Syntek, sent it over to first base, and the first baseman, Lusky, had to climb the ladder to get it. But he does so, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the sixth inning. They get no runs on no hits, no errors, two runners left, and at the end of six, it's the Jackrabbits 5 and the Flyers 4 back after this.
Everybody buckle up. Mom. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on. Buckle up.
Ice cream.
Everybody buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Five to four is our score. Peguero back out on the mound for the Flyers. Five runs, six hits, and an error for the Flyer, for South Dakota State. Four runs, four hits, and two errors for the Flyers. That'll bring up Bellows, Sagadol, and Carr for the Jackrabbits. Bellows is 1-for-2. Solo homer in the third inning. Pitches inside for a ball. Almost hit him. 1 ball, no strikes. Piguero out for this seventh inning of work. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a called strike. Got the corner. Piguero just 77 pitches coming into this inning, so make it 79 now. He's gone six innings, given up six hits, five runs, four of them earned. Struck out seven. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base side, and a foul ball. So, going to have to get a field mic out here. Here's the pitch. In there for the dead to hit him. So, Bellows is on with a walk, or a hit by pitch. That'll bring up Jordan Sagadol. The Sagadol will stand in. I think my batteries ran down. Here's the pitch. Squares around the bunt. They throw down to first. They almost got the runner at first base. So, ball and no strikes. Runner short lead over at first. Gets back safely. One ball and no strikes to count. Bunt, first base side. They throw to first. Or so to second. And over to first. Double play. Nice job. Goes 2-6-3. In other words, Watson to Castillo.
Now batting. Number
to
20,
Yaman.
David Carr.
So double play. Erases the runners, and that'll bring up Davis Carr. Takes a pitch in there for a ball. One ball, no strikes, a little low. Want to know the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Two down here in the top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Piguero struck out seven Jackrabbits so far. One earned run. Called strike three. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits. That's going to give a lot of momentum for the Flyers going into the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of six and a half, it's the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State 5 and the Flyers 4 back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the bottom of the seventh inning we go. It'll be Eddie Yaman, David Mendez, and Eddie Yaman, David Pedano, and Nolan Watson. Do up for the Flyers here in the seventh inning. They trail it 5-4. 5 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Jackrabbits. 4 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for the Flyers. The card just now getting out to the plate. So here we go. Rain not coming down right now as the umbrellas are coming down.
Now batting for the Flyers.
So that'll bring up Eddie Yaman, the fourth.
Eddie Yaman.
Eddie is 0 for 3 with an RBI. Grounded out in the fifth. That scored a run. Here's the pitch. Pitch is down low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Eddie's favorite number is on his back, 3. It's heard in the player profile. Swing and a miss, strike 1. 1 ball, 1 strike count to the first baseman. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike 2. Eddie from West Sand Lake, New York. There's a windup and a pitch by Kep. A ground ball foul. Count stays 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the seventh inning. Kep winds and delivers. Inside that hitting. So Yaman is on at first, and that'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano on the day is 2 for 3. Flight out to center. He doubled to right and hit a home run. And that home run hit the scoreboard. Action down in the Dayton bullpen as well as the South Dakota State bullpen. As we have a meeting of the mound, and we may have a new pitcher coming in. Back at it again on Sunday afternoon. Flyers in South Dakota State. First pitch is at noon. Be on the air beginning at 11:30 with the coach's comments as well as the player profile. And then on Tuesday, we'll be heading down to Northern Kentucky as the Flyers will take on the Norse at 2 p.m. Be on the air about 1:30. And then on Wednesday, when Bowling Green comes calling. So Kepa's going to stay in there. And Pedano will stand in. Pedano, right-hand hitter. David from Worcester, Mass. Here's the pitch. Misses high for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Yaman led off the inning, getting hit by a pitch. There's a stretch by Kep, and he delivers. Misses high for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. A left-hander or right-hander warming up in the South Dakota State bullpen, as well as one in the Dayton bullpen. Matter of fact, two of them. Two of them are warming up in the Dayton bullpen. One of them is Nick Wisman. Here's the pitch. Pop up back out of play. 2-1 the count. The other one out there warming up, and he is now sitting down, is Michael Fortas, who pitched the other day against Toledo. Kep sets, looks over at first base. Yaman getting a good lead over there at first. Now he delivers. The pitch is high for ball three, 3-1. Nobody out here in the top bottom of the seventh inning. On deck, Nolan Watson. Flyers trying to win their fourth in a row. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Ball four. So Kep walks Padano. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson is 0 for 2 on the day. He struck out, reached on an error, so was stranded at third, and then he walked in the fifth inning. So he's coming to bat with runners at first and second. Yaman at first, Padano at first, Yaman at second. Here's the stretch and the pitch. This is high and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count. One ball, no strikes to count. To Watson. Here's the pitch. A difficult strike. Nolan, a grad student from Manahawkin, New Jersey. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Bunt down the third base side. Good bunt. In comes the third baseman. He fires over to first and gets Watson, but the sack bunt works. And moves the runners over to second and third. That puts Yaman at third, Padano at second. That'll bring up a pinch hitter for McDougal and Alejandro Cazola. Alejandro.
For the Flyers, number 14, Alejandro Cazola.
So Alejandro Cazorla will step in, but he's going to have to face a new pitcher. And we'll have that for you when we come back.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Now pitching for the Jackrabbits is Dylan Dreesen. He's making his sixth appearance. He's pitched 10 and a third innings, given up 7 hits, 7 runs, 5 of them earned. He's walked 15, struck out 9, and he's got a 4.35 ERA. So Cazorla will step to the plate. Cazorla is batting .222 with 3 homers and 9 runs batted in. He also has a double to his name. Kid's got some power. So Cazorla will step in. Cazorla from Alberta, Canada. Went to Bossier Parish Community College. Junior will step to the plate. As Dreesen gets finished with his he's now finished with his warm-ups, and now Cazorla will step in. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. No one won the count. So here's the stretch and the pitch. Line drive out towards right, but foul. Sends the guys from the down at the gate, sends them flying. So Dreesen, the fourth pitcher used today by Rob Bishop. No balls, two strikes, a count to Cazorla. On deck is Tomini. Swing and a miss, strike three. So that'll bring up Paxton Tomini with two down. Runners at second and third. Tomini will stand in. He is 0 for 2 on the day. He was hit by pitch and scored the first run of the game for the Flyers in the third. He's also struck out and flied to third. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from the catcher, but not far enough for anybody to move up. So the tying run is at third base. The go-ahead run is at second. Yaman at third, Padano at second. There's a stretch and the pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate. 0-2. So Dreesen delivers high and outside, and it was kind of a pitch out. His car went out to get it. One ball and two strikes to count. 5-4 is our score. South Dakota State leading it. And the first ever meeting between these two schools on the diamond. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul into the netting. One ball, two strikes, two out. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tomini standing back in with a 1-2 count. Runners at second and third. Yaman 90 feet away. Here's the pitch. And that got him. So second time Tomini's been hit today. And that's going to load the bases. For the top of the order, and Ivan Arias. Arias has walked twice. His last two times up, but in the fourth inning, he walked now with the bases loaded, like five. Right now. Ivan Arias standing in. He's 0 for 2 on the day with two walks and an RBI. Dreesen checks his sign. Now he sets and delivers. And the dirt for a ball. Yaman at third, Padano at second, and Tomini at first. Arias standing in, batting right-handed. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And therefore called strike on the corner. One ball, one strike with two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning in game number one of our doubleheader. Here's the pitch. Over for a called strike. Breaking pitch is it got Arias looking. Count goes one ball, two strikes to Ivan. Dreesen sets, checks the runners, and fires. Line drive right to the shortstop, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the sixth or in the seventh. They get no runs on no hits, no errors, and three runners left on. And at the end of seven complete, it's the Jackrabbits 5 and the Flyers 4. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton, and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Michael Fortas is on the mound for the Flyers. Fortas is making his sixth appearance. He's pitched six in the third innings, giving up six hits, four runs, all earned. He's walked seven, struck out nine, and has a 5.68 ERA. Pitched against Toledo earlier this week. So he'll pitch to the top of the order in Anderson, Stenick, and Perry for the Jackrabbits. They lead at 5-4 as we move to the eighth inning. Five runs, six hits, and an error for the Jackrabbits. Four runs, four hits, two errors for the Flyers. Reese Anderson will lead it off. He is 1-for-3 on the day, struck out twice, and singled in the fifth and scored the fifth run of the game for the Jackrabbits. He'll stand in batting right-handed.
Leading off for the Jackrabbits, number 18, Reese Anderson.
Anderson, a senior from Johnston, Iowa. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. 0-1 the count. Cool afternoon. Well, cool morning, I should say. Still 11:13. We've only played an hour and, or 2 hours and 10 minutes. Here's a foul ball back out of play. Count goes to no balls, two strikes. If you're coming down Edwin C. Moses and trying to get on the highway, look out when there's a game going on here. Get a ball in the windshield real easy. Here's a windup and a pitch by Fortas, and pitches high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. So the line, here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. So the line on Figuero, he goes seven innings, give up six hits, five runs, four of them earned. Struck out eight, did not walk a batter. Threw 87 pitches. So good outing for him. Unfortunately, he is losing. He would be the losing pitcher right now if the Flyers don't come back. One ball, two strikes, no outs to the leadoff hitter here in the eighth inning. Fortas delivers. Ground ball right to where Arias was not. So base hit, second hit of the game for Anderson. That'll bring up Carter Stenick. Stenick is
number two, Carter Sintek.
Or Sintek, I'm sorry, Sintek. He is 1-for-3. Last time he had a thought was a triple, but it was an error on Padano out in left field or out in center field. So runner at first base with nobody out. Fortas will deliver. Ball gets through Watson and Anderson will go down to second on the wild pitch. One ball and no strikes with nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. 5-4, Jackrabbits leading it. Ford is checking his wrist, getting the sign. They just now started the plate of the time clock. Here's the pitch. And another one gets by Watson. He must have been fooled on these pitches. So another wild pitch by Ford puts Anderson now at third base. Two balls, no strikes to count with Anderson now at third base. He's got to hurry. Got about 5 seconds. Now he sets. Time called. I think Watson called timeout. Want to change balls. Two balls and no strikes to count to Stanek. Fly ball right side, and that's going to get out of play. Or Syntech, I'm sorry, Syntech. I don't know why I'm going to call him Steintech. Could I put it in there wrong? Here's the pitch. A fly ball out towards center field, and that's going to fall in, and another run's going to come in for the Jackrabbits as Syntech gets an RBI single. Makes it now 6-4.
Number 33.
Dawson Perry coming to the plate as coming out to the mound is Jason King. So we'll see who, if I think there's going to be a pitching change. We'll see who that's going to come in. And that will be Jacob McGovern if he is coming in. He's ready. He's chomping at the bit to get in there. And that's going to do it for the Dayton pitcher. And Michael Fortas, I'm sorry.
Now pitching for the Flyers. Number 21, Jacob McGovern.
So Jacob McGovern will stand in, be on the mound for the Flyers. Jacob is making his third appearance. He's got one save on the day, on the year. No record. And he's pitched one in the third innings, giving up no runs, no hits, and no earned runs. And he's walked one and struck out one. So he came in at High Point and pitched pretty good down there. So, nobody out with runner at first. And a run in. Coming up on Sunday is another doubleheader beginning at noon. We'll be on the air at 11:30. First pitch at noon. Dayton and South Dakota State. And then on Tuesday we'll be down at Northern Kentucky as the Flyers will take on the Norse down there at 2 p.m. We'll be on the air at 1:30. And then back here again on Wednesday when the Bowling Green State Falcons come calling. I bet for you, beginning at 2:30, 3 o'clock, first pitch. So here we go, and Perry will stand in. Perry on the day is 1-for-3. Struck out, singled, and scored in the fourth, and flied to center in the fifth. So he's standing in with nobody out and runner at first base in Syntec. Here's a pitch. Pitch is high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. So Fortis goes two. Fortis does not go an inning. Gave up two hits, a run, and he's responsible for the runner at first base. And that was an earned run. There's the 1-0 pitch by Fortis. By McGovern. Ball was fouled out of play. McGovern delivers. Pop up, back out of play, 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Nobody out with a runner at first to base and a run in here in the eighth inning. Here's a stretch by McGovern, and he delivers. And ground ball hit right to the shortstop. Over to the second for one, over to first, double play. 6-4-3, a tailor-made double play. Castillo to Arias.
Now batting.
To Yaman.
Number 24.
That'll bring up Cale Frost. Frost is 1-for-3 on the day. He's hit a home run, a three-run dinger in the fourth inning. So McGovern delivers, and it's high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Frost, a 5'11 junior from Gilbertville, Iowa. Takes pitch in there for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Two out here in the eighth. 6-4 Jackrabbits leading it. Here's the pitch. Just misses low for a ball. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two down. McGovern gets the sign and delivers. And that hit him. Got him in the elbow. And that'll bring up Luke Lusky.
Number 9, Luke
Lusky on the day is 1-for-3. Grounded out to the pitcher. Singled in the fourth and was forced out on the front end of a double play. And then he's also struck out in the sixth. So Frost standing at first base with two out and a run in here in the bottom of the eighth or top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. No balls, one strike, two down here in the top of the eighth inning. The run in, throw to the first. Runner gets back safely. Basketball Flyers play tonight, 7 o'clock over at the arena. Here's the pitch. Foul at the plate. Count goes to 0-2. Listen to the game on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO with Larry Hanskin, the voice of the Flyers. Here's a stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Pitch out. They throw to first, and Perry gets back safe, Frost gets back safely. Here's a stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Outside for ball two. Here's the pitch. A fly ball well hit out towards left, and that is hits the foul pole, a home run. A two-run home run by Luke Lusky gives the Jackrabbits some insurance. That makes it now 8-4. So that hit batsman hurt.
Now batting.
That'll bring up Cade Stuff.
Stuff
fouled out to the catcher and bounced into a double play and reached on an error. So he's 0 for 3. Three runs here in the eighth inning has given the Jackrabbits an 8-4 lead. That ball hit the foul pole. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one, one ball, one strike. And close the line on Fortis. He pitched no innings, giving up two hits, one run. Here's a ground ball into left field for a base hit by Stuff. So the Flyers have got a lot of work to do. As Bellows will come to the plate. Bellows was hit by a pitch. He's 1-for-2 today. He's also hit a solo home run in the third. So Jackrabbits putting a three spot up here in the eighth inning. But don't count these Flyers out. They've put up some runs. They put up some runs. As a matter of fact, they put up eight runs in the eighth inning against Tennessee. Or Vanderbilt. I mean. Foul back out of play. Down the right side. 0-1 to count to just Burrows or Bellows. There's a stretch. McGovern delivers. Pop up back out of play. 0-2. South Dakota State got their runs, one in the third, three in the fourth, one in the fifth, and three here in the eighth. Here's a stretch and a throw to the first. Stuff back safely. Flyers got their runs, one in the third, one in the fourth, two in the fifth. And they need some work here in the last two innings. Strike three. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits in the eighth inning. But they get three runs on one, two, three hits. No errors, runner left on, and at the end of 7.5, it's the Jackrabbits 8 and the Flyers 4 back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
New pitcher on the mound for the Jackrabbits, and that is Alex Clemens. He's making his sixth appearance. He's got two saves on the year. He's 1-1 on the year with two saves. He's pitched five and a third innings, given up two hits, five runs, three earned. He's walked 12 and struck out seven. He's got a 5.06 ERA. He will face the top. He will face Castillo, Doby, and Mendez here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Flyers trail it 8-4, eight runs, 10 hits, and an error for South Dakota State. Four runs, four hits, two errors for the Flyers. First pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So Clemens, the sixth pitch, one, two, three, four, five, fifth pitcher used. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. Clemens sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Fly ball, well hit out towards left. Going back, see you later, touch the ball, Carlos Castillo. That's how you come back. So a solo home run gives the Flyers their... brings the Flyers within three. Carlos, that is his second home run and ninth RBI on the year. That'll bring up Mason Doby. Doby has walked, singled, and or he's one for three. One for three. He's walked, singled. Fly to left and reached on the fielder's choice. Takes first pitch high and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Wind blowing out towards left field. Here's a stretch by Clemens. And he delivers high and outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. To Mason Doby, the third baseman. On deck, David Mendez. Here's a stretch by Clemens, and he delivers. Got the inside corner with a curveball, called strike one. Two balls and a strike to Doby. Here's a stretch, and the 2-1 pitch coming plateward. Up high for ball three, 3-1. Left-hander warming up in the Dayton bullpen in Eli Magic. Nobody in the South Dakota State bullpen. 3-1 to count. Clements delivers. Ball four. The first two are on. That'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez tripled. He's one for three.
Now batting, number 30.
So David Mendez will come to the plate, the left fielder. It's Mendez coming to the plate. There's the stretch by Clemens. He looks over at first base. Doby not too far off the bag, and he delivers. Breaking pitch in there for a cold strike. Clemens takes a quick look over at first. Now he sets and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. To Mendez. Mendez from Virginia. Get them from all over the place around here. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mason Doby over at first. Run in on a Castillo home run. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards right, going over as the right fielder, and it's foul. Just foul down the right field line. Did not have the distance, but it would have been a multiple base hit for Mendez, who's got a lot of speed. So two down, or nobody, two down, 0-2 the count to Mendez. On deck, Eddie Yaman, the fourth. 0-2 the count. Here's a stretch by Clemens, and he delivers. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Ball one. The home plate umpire was very quick to ask the first base umpire. A ball and two strikes, nobody out. Runner at first base in Mason Dobie, who walked. Castillo led off the inning with a home run. Out to left. Here's the stretch and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That was outside. That would have been a ball. So Mendez is out swinging. And that'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Before, he's 0 for 3, and he was hit by a pitch his last time up. So one down here in the eighth inning. Dobie getting a good lead over there at first base. Yaman standing in. Here's the pitch. Down low in the dirt. Nice stop by Carr. Got another one yet to go here today. Hopefully the rain will hold off. Here's the stretch. Clemens throws over to first. Dobie back safely. Had to dive back in. Clemens takes a quick peek over at first base. Now he sets and delivers the 1-0 pitch. Foul back into the screen. 1-1 to Yaman. One run is already in on the Castillo solo home run leading off this inning. Nope. Got one down. Here's a stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Flyers 6-5 on the year. The Jackrabbits 6-6. Flyers will won 3 in a row. Jackrabbits have won 2 in a row, I believe. Pitch is down low for ball two. 2-2 the count. Clemens sets and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball foul into the dugout down the third base side. Occupied by the South Dakota State Jackrabbits today. I don't know if they bussed in or flew in, but I tell you what, that would be a long bus trip. Here's the pitch. Called strike three, right down the middle of the plate. Yaman is out on strikes, and that'll bring up David Pedano. David on the day is 2 for 3. He slid to center, reached on a double down the right field line, and cracked one over the right or left field wall. His last time up. So runner at first in Mason Dobie. Pedano will stand in. Here's a pitch and a ground ball, third base side, and foul. Nice pickup by Coach King down at third base. Gold Glover right there. On one to count to David Pedano. Clemens sets, looks over at first base. Now he kicks and fires. Down low and outside for a ball. 1-1. 1-1 the count. Keep forgetting about that pitch clock out there. They got one over by the South Dakota State dugout and one out in left center field. Throw over to first base. They'll be back safely. One ball, one strike, two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 8-5, South Dakota State leading it. Scoring three times in the top of the eighth inning on a three-run homer. Here's a Padano pulls the butt back. I'm sorry, that was a two-run homer. Here's a stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes to count. Here's a stretch and a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the Flyers, they get a home run by Castillo and a walk by Dobie, and after that, nothing. They struck out the side. So a run on a hit, there was no errors, and a runner left on at the end of eight complete. It's the Flyers trailing 8-5 back after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. To the ninth inning we go. The pitcher on the mound for the Flyers is Bennett LePong, making his second appearance. He's pitched two-thirds of an inning, giving up one run. That was earned. Walked two, struck out two. And he's got a 13.50 ERA. LePong is from, he's a freshman from Millbrook, home of the Golden Eagles.
Number six, Bruton Sagadol.
So, Jordan Sagadol will lead it off for the Jackrabbits here in the top of the ninth. It'll be Sagadol, Carr, and top of the order, Reese Anderson. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strike. Talking to Bennett's mom on Wednesday. Very excited that he's playing here in Dayton. Here's the pitch. And if we're called, strike one. One ball, one strike. I don't know if she's here today, but I'm sure she's listening in. Here's the pitch. Outside and high. Ball two. 2-1 the count. Flyers trailing it 8-5, 8-10-1 for the Jackrabbits, 5-5-2 for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. This is inside for a ball. Three balls and a strike with nobody out here in the top of the ninth inning. LePong sets and delivers the 3-1. Called strike, and Sagadol thought it was high. So it's now a full count. One more, as Coach Corso would say on TV, not so fast. Here's the pitch. Pop up right side. Going back on it is Tomini. And has it kind of fooled him there for a second. And that, so one down, that'll bring up Davis Carr. Carr struck out three times today, twice swinging and once looking. So the Palm gets the first out. Looking ahead to the Flyer ninth, it'll be Watson, Cazola, and Tomini. First pitch is in there for a called strike one to Davis Carr. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike two. Breaking pitch. Nice breaking pitch. One down here in the ninth. LaPalme delivers. This is high for a ball. A ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. LaPalme sets, delivers the 1-2 pitch outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Right-hander warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Nobody in the South Dakota State bullpen. Here's the pitch. Just misses low for a ball. So McGovern goes in and gave up two hits, two runs. Both earned, struck out one through 12 pitches. Here's the pitch. Check swing, he went around. So Carr strikes out for the fourth time today, and that'll bring up the top of the order, Reese Anderson. Reese Anderson has struck out twice and has singled twice, scored twice. Two out here in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Foul back. 0-1 to count. Two out here in the ninth inning. LaPalme sets and delivers. Just misses a little high for a ball. One ball and one strike. LaPalme sets. Now delivers the 1-1. Line drive right past the shortstop. Castillo. I don't know if that fooled him or if that's going to be a hit. That's going to be a hit.
Carter Sintek
will stand in. Sintek is 2-for-4. Singled twice, reached on an error, and has grounded out to third. That must have fooled Castillo. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Lightening up a little bit. Still cool out. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. So LaPalme, the fourth pitcher used today by Coach King. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. Flyers have stranded 13 runners today. Throw over to first. Hits for the Jackrabbits today. Here's the pitch by LaPalme. Ground ball. Line drive right towards the Dayton dugout. If there wasn't a screen there, somebody would have been hurt. A ball and two strikes to count to Carter Sintek. There's the 1-2 pitch. Outside for ball two. Two and two the count. Two balls, two strikes, two out. LaPalme sets, takes a look over at first. Now he fires pop up right side, and that's going to get out of play. Count stays two balls and two strikes. The palm sets. Runner goes at first. Fly ball heading out towards right. Coming over is Tomaney, and he's got it. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the ninth inning. No runs on a hit. No errors. Runner left. And at the end of 8.5, it's the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State 8 and the Flyers 5. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth. Step out of the car, please. I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds.
They're about ready to go. So we move to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Flyers will send up Watson, Cazorla, and Tomaney. Bottom three, eight, seven, eight. 8 runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Jackrabbits. 5 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors for the Flyers. The Jackrabbits have stranded 3. The Flyers 13. So Nolan Watson will step in. He's 0-for-3, or 0-for-2. Struck out, reached on an error, walked, and had a sack bunt. Here's a pitch. Pop up, back out of play, 0-1. Flyers need 4 to win it. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. Ground ball, third base side, foul. 0-2 the count. Clements back out there for another inning of work. Starting his second inning of work, he's given up a run, a hit, earned run, walk, 3 strikeouts. No balls, 2 strikes. The count to the leadoff hitter here in the ninth inning for the Flyers and Nolan Watson. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball one. 1-2 to count. One ball, 2 strikes as pitcher sets. Clements delivers. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So that is the 4th strikeout for Clements today, and that'll bring up Alejandro Cazorla. Cazorla struck out in the 7th inning, pinch inning for Ryan McDougal. So Clements trying to get the save here. Here's the pitch, outside for a ball. 1-0 strikes to count to Cazorla. He's got some power. He's got 3 home runs already this year as a freshman. Here's a stretch by Clements. He sets and fires. Swing and a miss, strike two, or strike one. It may be strike two. 1-2 the count. There's a stretch by Clemens, and he fires it. Ball one, or ball two. Make it two balls and a strike. Cazorla will stand in. Here's the pitch. Ground ball fouled into the Dayton dugout. Here's a stretch by Clemens. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So it's up to Paxton, or no, I take that back. It's going to be a new hitter. And Michael Adair.
Number 34, Michael Adair.
So Adair, the left-hand hitting, left-hand hitter, will pitch hit for Tomaney. Two down here in the ninth. The last hope for the Flyers is Michael Adair. Here's a pitch, a check swing, he goes around. I wouldn't want to count to Adair. Here's a pitch by Clemens. Swing and a miss, strike two, so the Flyers are down to their final strike. Adair was batting 167 coming into this at bat. Here's the stretch by Clemens and the pitch. Up high for ball one, or ball two, two balls. Make it a ball and a strike. Here's a stretch and the 1-2 pitch coming plateward. Ground ball to the second baseman. Stuff picks it up, fires over to first, and that's going to do it. Your final score. The Jackrabbits 8. And the Flyers 5. 8 runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Jackrabbits. 5 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors for the Flyers. We'll have the totals right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Well, the Flyers lose this one. 8-5. 8 runs, 5 hits, and an error for South Dakota State. And 5 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Flyers. And let's see if we can get the final totals here. McKay will be the winning pitcher for South Dakota State. Chris Peguero will take the loss. He's 0-3 now. So we'll be back in about 20 minutes or 30 minutes and have game two. So thank you for tuning in. It's been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Thank you for listening to Flyer Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer Baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.